Silent Records in San Francisco are bringing out a small edition of a CD called 50 Years of Sunshine to coincide with Michael's tabloid newspaper. So it's ambient and sound representations of what it might be like to be tripping or on psychedelics, or their response to the idea of 50 years of LSD being in the commercially open market. Do you want to try reading?
Yeah, let's frame this. This is Timothy Leary, and I'm sitting here on a wonderful Sunday, late morning, with two dear friends, Doug and Genesis. And we are tape recording a message for the birthday of LSD, the 50th anniversary of the discovery of LSD by white, upper middle class, educated European males. And to prevent an early structuring of a new religion, it is only common sense to have a good laugh at ourselves for our somewhat pompous statements that we have discovered the ancient symbiotic relationship between neurotransmitter vegetables and the brains of primates. This is a formal statement which I understand is going to be printed in the wonderful newsletter that our beloved Michael Horowitz and Cindy Horowitz are preparing for this great occasion. I am speaking now as Mr. L, or as the spirit of the lysergic acid molecule. I feel maybe I'm like a rust ergot on some sort of rye that has caused dancing in the streets. As Mr. LSD, I'm very happy that you white guys up there in Europe and North America are celebrating the 50th anniversary of your, quote, discovering me. Now, as you know, me and my neurotransmitting cousins have been feeding mammalian brains for some, 40,000 full moons, or more or less. We highly charged roots, leaves, vines, ergot rusts, and of course fungi. We were always amused and delighted to be discovered, recognized, used, abused, honored, demonized by advanced primates. Speaking for my, quote, ethnobotanical molecular cousins, most of whom, by the way, you have not discovered yet, may we wish you many, many joyous rebirths. And I must say that we love the humor of the bicycle episode. Good for you. Good for you, Albert. Good for you, Michael Horowitz. If we can't laugh at our great religious discoveries, where are we? And of course, loving congratulations to Albert Hoffman. All of his friends up here in the botanical department applaud his diligent, tender, graceful, loving contributions to our joint mission.